I can't do this anymore, Sarah. I'm only 24, and I feel like my whole life is just gone. He won't stop crying, and I haven't slept in days. My friends are out living their lives, and I'm stuck here failing at everything.
Jessica, I hear so much exhaustion and frustration in your words, and that's completely understandable. Being a young mother is one of the hardest transitions anyone can go through. You're not failing. You're surviving something incredibly demanding. Tell me, what feels most overwhelming right now?
Everything. I don't know what I'm doing. My mom keeps telling me I should just know how to handle this, but I don't. I tried everything the internet says and nothing works. Maybe I'm just not cut out for this.
Let me stop you right there, sweetheart. There's no such thing as just knowing. That's a myth that's hurt generations of mothers. Parenting is learned, not instinctive. The fact that you're reaching out, trying different approaches, researching, that shows you're a caring, dedicated mother. Are you feeling more angry, sad, or perhaps both?
Both, I guess. Angry that no one warned me it would be this hard. Sad because I feel so alone. Sometimes I look at him crying and I feel nothing, and that scares me.
Thank you for being so honest with me. That takes real courage. What you're describing, that emotional numbness, is actually your mind's way of protecting you from overwhelm. It doesn't mean you don't love your baby. It means you've been running on empty for too long. Right now, I want you to take a slow breath with me. Can you do that?
I'll try, but I feel guilty even taking a second for myself when he needs me.
Jessica, listen to me as your therapist and as someone who's walked alongside many young mothers. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Taking 60 seconds to breathe isn't selfish, it's necessary. Your baby needs a regulated mother more than a perfect one. Breathe in slowly, hold, and release. I'm right here with you.
Okay. That actually helped a little. My shoulders were up to my ears, and I didn't even notice.
That's wonderful awareness, Jessica. Your body has been holding so much tension. As we continue working together, I'll teach you more tools like this. For now, I want you to remember, struggling doesn't mean failing. You reached out today, and that's a sign of strength, not weakness. What's one small thing you need right now?